We know we live in the best place on earth. This is the best way to wake up. Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning and welcome everybody. It is Thursday. It's the 21st day of October. Hope you had a good Wednesday. What about poor old Coffs Harbour yesterday and Sawtelle and oh my goodness. Anyway, we'll get to that shortly. Hopefully they have a better day today. Partly cloudy, the Bureau says, a high 70% chance of showers and the chance of a thunderstorm, 21 to 24, a little bit warmer today, and sunrise officially at 6.03. Our major news stories of the day. Well, what about that shooting yesterday? Police say 18-year-old Salim Hamzy knew he could be a target of Sydney's long-running underworld war, which has now claimed his life and that of his father. Also, Anastasia in Queensland is giving Queenslanders a panicked warning to get vaccinated within 11 days because a storm is coming. In brackets, that's probably us, the New South Wales and Victorians, wanting to go there for a holiday. You're not going to get me, Anastasia. You can stick it in your ear. I'm not going to Queensland. Old man rant over. Local news, well, with Romy later on in the morning. Further details on yesterday's big storm in the Coffs Coast. Over 1,400 calls were made to the SES yesterday afternoon after that supercell storm hit the Coffs region. The hail was amazing. Four cases of COVID reported to the Mid-North Coast Local Health District to 8pm yesterday, all are from the Kempsey local government area. Three cases linked to known cases from the Kempsey LGA, and the source of the infection of the other cases under investigation. Now, on the show today, plenty happening being Thursday. It's Tradie Thursday. And today we're going to be out taking Smoko to the Hoffman Group and hear their history of their company. They get the oak-flavoured milk and the beautiful muffins from the hill. Yes, you should see them. And none of those will come back, I'll bet you. They get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks the tradies, thanks to Short and the team at FastPlus. If you'd like us to come to your job site with Smoko, just head to triplem.com.au. Now, live from his yurt and off the grid somewhere out west of Warhope, Tofu Mungbean, resident greenie calling in today. I never know what he's going to talk about. Anyway, we'll talk to Tofu after 7.30. Also, we'll check the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. Quite a few things on today, actually. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. Some news today on a new BB King guitar. Santana with a new album out. Disgusting rumours about Grant Denyer and the Bachelorette has let the first one go on the first night. There you go. We'll have a look at that. And in what's trending, a Robbo story, the great former jockey and star of the Footy Show, is in trouble with the mayor on the Newcastle Council. It's a funny story, actually. And, of course, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. If you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Carrie Fisher, David Campese, and the great Australian race car driver Alan Grice, all born on this day, the 21st day of October. 133353, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. And you can always download the free listener app and take us anywhere you like. Let's go, folks, for the next 4 hours and four, sorry, 3 hours and 47 minutes. It's Strawny for Brekkie. Did I muck that up?
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
It's got the beat it, King.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
The Mid-North Coast. The Locals Guide on Triple M. With everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
First up, a reminder, the Kempsey Council's next community catch-up is on this afternoon at the Gladstone Memorial Park between 5 and 7. Also, their mobile service desk will be at Hat Head today between 10 and 2 at the shelter shed at the caravan park. The Blokes Notes, if you love to sing, meet tonight at 6.30 at the MacAdams Centre in Port. The Thursday produce markets are on at Taree Park. In golf, it's Millionaires Day in Kempsey and there's a Stableford at Nambucca Island in Port Macquarie. And a reminder, the Kempsey Drive-Through Testing Clinic is in its new location opposite the Netball Courts corner of Sydney and Verge Streets in Kempsey. And the Breast Green New South Wales mobile bus is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Mudford Street, Taree, 13 20 50 to book. Fridge broken down? Urgently need a new washing machine? Bingley offers next day delivery. Order a new fridge or washing machine by 10pm and they'll deliver it to you the next day. Conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man Bluey Waters, who's pretty excited about today. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, drop in the winds, Bluey. Are your favourite rising tides? What do you think about today? Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. First chance we've been able to get out to the beaches for a long time. So we're out to the beaches. We're going to take a block of pillies with us, and we're going to toss them around. We're looking for tarter, brim, salmon, whitey. I don't care what we want. Unless we catch stuff, you know? Yeah, so out to the beaches and try for salmon or a tartar on pillies.
Okay, rightio, fair enough. What's second prize? I'd want to know, but anyway. Trevor the Truck Franklin and his Thai fish cakes might be the go tonight. We'll see. Morning, Trev, if you're listening. Good stuff. Okay, good to get out to the beaches. I think there was a new southerly swell arriving late yesterday, but I don't think it's going to cause many problems. We've got a club out this weekend, which is great news too for the fishos.
Yes, to the south of us, we've got the Lauriston United Services Fishing Club. They've got their comp on. It's 2 o'clock weighing on Sunday at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. So pretty excited about that too, to see another club back in the organisation.
Now, very nervously, I answered a phone call going into the news at 8 o'clock yesterday, Bluey. Guess who it was from?
Tell me.
The Kiss of Death, Alan from Mulloway. He said, you don't answer his calls anymore. But he's doing okay. Oh. He's doing okay, and I was trying to investigate a bit. I said, "Hey, you're not thinking of going fishing at any time, eh?" And he said he was going to go yesterday afternoon.
Oh,
what happened to the Coffs Coast yesterday afternoon?
Wasn't a shocker.
So I don't know if he got to go. I'd say he wouldn't have gone out. But can you believe that? Out of the blue, he rings me. I haven't heard from him for months. He says, I might be going out this afternoon. And what happens? 1,400 calls to the SES, Bluey.
Yes.
He's unbelievable, isn't he? Al from Mulloway. Incredible. Yep. Absolutely incredible. Now, before COVID, what's the name of the fishing club that held their comps on the same day as Al? Surely they're not going to go back to that.
No, I don't think so. I hope not. That was just North Hunter Club Angus. They were on the...
Well, someone's got to talk to them. I mean... Just the mention of him yesterday, and look what happened right in his own backyard, Bluey. Incredible, isn't it?
I know. Yes.
Oh, my goodness me. Anyway, we're getting excited about the cricket too, the World Cup starting shortly in the T20, Bluey.
Yes, very excited about it. Yeah, we had a practice game last night. We didn't do too good against India, but It was good to get out in the field anyway and have a bit of a run around.
Yeah, that's for sure. Looking forward to it. I think we'll give it a red-hot shake. I know Warner hasn't been in great form, but I think he's one of those big-match players, Bluey. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how the West Indies go. I reckon I've got my eye on them.
Okay, they're your roughie, are they?
Yes, I think so.
Very good. All righty. Now, homework for you for tomorrow, Bluey. We need a winner at the races and also a bottle-o best bet. And we want you to have a great day today. And for the fishermen, it's been a long time, but you're sending them out to the beach.
We're out to the beach. Just take a few pillies, toss them around, see if you can get a big tartar or a quality salmon.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Ostrony.
Triple M and Strutty for Brekkie right across the Mid-North Coast. And, of course, from 3 o'clock, Marty Sheargold. He's a very funny, very funny man from 3. Marty and Malloy at 4. All the big names right here on the M's right across the day. 133353, the number. Partly cloudy today. 80% chance of showers, maybe a storm later. Less likely. The showers going into this evening and up to 24 for the coast today. Saturday looks like it'll be beautiful and sunny and 31.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Telegraph, their lead story today, slain teen gangster knew he was under threat. Police say 18-year-old Salim Hamzi knew he could be a target of a Sydney long-running underworld war, which has now claimed his life. And that of his father. In the City Morning Herald, their lead story today, New South Wales to fund RNA pilot facility to develop drugs and vaccines. an Australian first facility in New South Wales, will include laboratories and preclinical trial spaces to enable early-stage RNA-based drug development. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story, large firms step up for carbon cuts. Scott Morrison and Barnaby Joyce are on track to secure a 2050 net zero emissions deal as the biggest emitters declared they will move to slash emissions by the end of the decade. And that's thanks to our great friends at the Plaza and Clifton Years agencies. Jeez, they're going to be busy today. Everybody wants a ticket in the Powerball tonight for $60 million.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Now for those guitar tragics and blues lovers, Epiphone Guitars have announced the worldwide release of the new B.B. King Lucille, a perfect replica of B.B. King's beloved guitar. The historically accurate guitar was launched today in a celebration of the legendary performer's birthday. For more info, talk to your local Gibson dealer and on the web at epiphone.com. Multi-Grammy award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist Carlos Santana has a new album out called Blessings and Miracles. Now, artists that helped Carlos on the album include Chick Corea, Steve Winwood, Metallica's Kirk Hammett, Living Colour's Corey Glover, Rob Thomas, Chris Stapleton, American Authors, and Ali Brook. Grant and Shezzy Denya have slammed as disgusting false rumours he's having an affair with his Dancing with the Stars partner Lily Cornish, who's only 22, after, yes, new idea, published photos of him with his hand on her thigh. And to The Bachelorette, and Brooke has wasted no time sending her first suitor just hours after he failed to impress her on the red carpet.
God. I'm sorry, but you did not receive a rose. Can you take the time now to please say goodbye?
Your local electrical and small appliance superstore,
Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Romy Stevens here with your local briefing. A severe hailstorm that rocked Taormina and Coffs Harbour saw over 1,400 calls for SES assistance yesterday. Crews are still on the ground working to clean up smashed roofs and skylights in homes and businesses across the region. Taormina Garden Shopping Centre also underwent an emergency evacuation with hundreds of people escorted from the site due to safety concerns. Martin Wells from Coffs Harbour SES says they've got their work cut out for them and it won't be finished overnight.
Our teams are out and about doing a lot of roof repairs and probably 90% of our workload at the moment is skylights and roof water inundation. So we are just dealing with those at the moment. People just need to understand this is going to be a lengthy and drawn out procedure over quite a couple of days, and we'll try to get everyone as quick as we can.
Pressure is mounting on all levels of government to offer more support to GPs during the pandemic, particularly in regional areas. Latest calls are coming from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. A recent survey shows almost 3 out of 5 doctors think managing expectations about vaccines is one of their biggest challenges. President Dr. Karen Price says we need more GPs to practice outside the cities.
It is important to address what is holding back more future doctors from a career as a GP, and so piece by piece repair is really not sufficient. But a great place to start would be putting general practice on a more sustainable, long-term financial footing.
The Farm Army has been relaunched to help Mid-North Coast farmers get their crops in as ag labour shortages continue to bite. It's an initiative from Rural Aid, with the new look platform able to match up growers with people closer to home. And relief for the state's local councils after calls were answered for more funding towards social housing and domestic violence. Local Government New South Wales has welcomed the state government's $500 million investment. President Linda Scott saying councils are the first point of contact for these issues, but limited in support offered due to a lack of resources.
Hi there, Madeleine Larson with the National News Briefing. Victoria has hit a major vaccine milestone with 70% now fully vaccinated against COVID. It comes as the state counts down to freedom with an easing of restrictions to come into effect from 1 minute before midnight. In a bid to increase Queensland's vaccination rate, schools will be used as mass vax hubs this weekend. 100 across the state will be transformed on Saturday for Queenslanders to roll up their sleeves. Over 57% of the state's eligible population is fully vaxxed. Meantime, New South Wales has pledged $95 million for a national mRNA vaccine manufacturing hub. The disappearance of Cleo Smith remains a mystery this morning, and WA police admit there are no suspects. The search around the campsite is entering day six, while officers have spoken to known sex offenders in the region. Inspector John Munday says the search has so far failed to uncover any clues.
Nothing has been located within the search area that is of interest to the search team.
Over to the US, and there's been more developments in the search for Gabby Petito's fiancé, a case that's captured the world. Police have reportedly found partial remains in the same area Brian Laundrie's personal items were discovered. Petito went missing on the couple's road trip, later found dead. And doctor's orders, the Queen has reluctantly accepted medical advice to rest, cancelling a trip to Northern Ireland.
Ladbrokes makes every race this spring even more exciting. Get the down low on the download. Ladbrokes. Gamble responsibly.
The Matildas are back in Sydney ahead of two upcoming friendlies against Brazil. Star forward Caitlin Ford says they can't wait to play in front of home fans again.
It's been a very long time, so I think it's a little bit more exciting this time than, you know, the others to have everyone back.
Hundreds of health workers will be given free tickets to the matches on Saturday and next Tuesday night. And in the WBBL, Melbourne Stars ended the Sydney Sixers' unbeaten start to the season.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small clean waves. Greet those early morning surfers this morning. And that wave size is a little bit larger than yesterday. Open beaches around waist high. Projected southern corners a little bit smaller around that knee high mark. Those projected southern corners with those light southwesterly wind will have the best waves earlier this morning. Water temperature still an invigorating 16 or 17 degrees, so make sure you chuck a bit of rubber on. Get out there, I'll catch you in the surf.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, I love this story about Robbo. A Newcastle councillor has been slammed for exposing his chest during an important meeting held over a video call. Yes, the famous jockey and funny man Alan Robbo Robinson, who's 54, was called out by the Newcastle Lord Mayor halfway through the meeting when she realised he wasn't wearing a shirt. And it isn't the first time Robbo has caused a stir during a Newcastle council video call. He was also heard telling colleagues his wife Michelle had cooked him some beautiful salmon during a meeting in August before adding, "You little beauty." Robbo didn't realise his jovial antics were being live-streamed to hundreds of confused voters. However, the veteran rider wasn't fussed, jokingly declaring to the audience and fellow councillors he didn't marry his wife for her looks, it was for her cooking. There is only one Robbo.
Councillor Robinson, can I just call you to order? You cannot be unclothed on a council meeting. It's not okay. It brings council into disrepute. I just don't want to have to deal with it. So just please don't do it.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Well, you know, those Discover and Dime vouchers everyone's talking about.
Yeah, Tofu.
Well, not everyone takes them.
What do you mean not everyone takes them?
Well, I tried to use them to, you know, try and buy some herbs, man, if you know what I mean, off this guy, and he wouldn't take it.
I see. What do you think of the concept, though?
Oh, I reckon it's good, but, you know, I reckon they need a more high-profile person to sort of talk about it. And since it's, you know, going around again, they might get, you know, like Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, you know, like that Bond film, they could have him saying, "Dine another day." Right.
right across the mid-north coast. It's Trotty for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where it's proper roast night tonight in the Drift with proper gravy and everything. Yeah. Oztobo, we're celebrating the great Australian music all month. 31 days, dripping Australiana. From Sirocco, it is Crawl and Things Don't Seem. 12 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Wings. Serious about sleep.
Yes, let's see if Darren's got the right number for the wheel this morning in Port Macquarie. G'day, Darren.
How are you?
Good, buddy. Did you avoid all that storm yesterday? Geez, so you're in Port. You were lucky. Coughs absolutely got hammered.
I reckon.
Crikey, I just saw some photos Mr. Producer was showing me of our Triple M offices there in Coffs and skylights with holes in them, big ones. And, you know,
only a matter of time before it gets down here.
Yeah, I hope you're not. I hope you're wrong, Darren. But anyway, big shout out to the SES. Some 1,400 calls yesterday. They did a great job. Let's see if we can spin up the money for you, Dazza. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Okay, number 14, please.
Number 14. All right, buddy. Number 14. Let's go with 14. Around she goes. Come on, number 14. It goes. Will it come round enough? Still going, Daz. It's going to stop on number 20. Oh! Can't give you the cash, Daz, but end of the month, we do our next draw for our good friends at Bennett Steel, celebrating 30 years in business this year for an easy burn fire pit. I've got your details. Good luck with that, and you have a great day. Stay dry.
You too. Thanks, mate.
All right, buddy. Darren there. Gee, I tell you what, it kept going. I thought it was going to keep going, but it didn't. It stopped. Now, birthdays today. If you're birthdaying today, I could tell you you're sharing it with some pretty famous people like actor Carrie Fisher and Aussies, the great David Campese, and former V8 supercar champion, the one and only Alan Grice, all born on October 21. The leaks are next.
For breakfast, the Mid-North Coast, Triple M. Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have. Triple M.
Yeah, and today we're taking Smoko out to the Hoffman Group, and I've got Shane online to talk to us more about what they actually do, and they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks the tradies. G'day, Shane.
How you going, Strawny?
Good, buddy. Now, listen, your company, wow, it is fairly big. You do everything from logging and clearing and hauling timber and what, even construction?
Construction, we do a lot of work for the national parks and forestry, building roads and cleaning up after the fires, doing safety work, and especially after the floods as well. We've got mulchers, tippers, posi tracks, little diggers. We got a bit of everything, Strawny.
That's good idea.
Pretty busy.
How many people work for the Hoffman Group?
Approximately 50 people, Strawny.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I think someone told me too. You got that much gear there. You got your own mechanic there as well. Is that right?
Yeah. We've got 5 mechanics on site all the time, and we've got field service units set up so we can keep everything going.
Yeah, just amazing. And again, people see that flash of the 30 seconds on the news about a fire or a flood, but, you know, from what happened in March, there is still work going on, particularly around areas, you know, around the rivers around the mid-north coast.
Yeah, we've done a lot of insurance work, and there's a lot more to be done yet with the parks to open up trails so we're ready for the next fire.
Yeah.
Lord, hope we don't have any bad ones, but that's the deal, to open up the tracks so we can fight them and get the firefighters in there.
Yeah. And again, if you talk to any of the fireys, Shane, it's so important to get those vehicles in there. If they can't get them in there, they can't help.
Yeah, a lot of the roads have been overgrown, and that's a lot of our work now is mulching roads, opening up trails, especially around towns, and main service routes so they can cut the fire off as soon as possible and stop it getting in.
Gee, amazing. Now, I know there's over 50 people there. We've got to give a shout-out to Joe, who's head of the fleet, and Christine, the owner of the business, and Tracy in admin. Does she keep them all in line? Does Trace have a whip and a chair, or what's she got?
Yeah, Mum's the big boss above me, and she keeps us all in line pretty well. And she's nearly ready to retire, and Dad's taking a step back to take it easy and give me a headache, I think.
Good on you, buddy. Now, you get spoiled out there. You've got the oat-flavoured milk, and Ash brought them in this morning, and so there's some new flavours in there. I like the look of the hokey-pokey one.
Yeah, she was telling us about that. My kids would love that, so we'll have to try that.
Oh, beautiful. And, of course, the muffins from the Hill. How good are they? And, like, you could feed four people with just one of them. How about the coconut on top of the icing?
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be on a diet, so I might have to share mine, I think. That'd be pretty good.
Oh, well, I know one thing. There'll be none coming back here. Great to talk to you, Shane. And again, we love putting a spotlight on our local businesses. 50 people working there, doing terribly important work every day of the week, the Hoffman Group. Thanks very much for sharing your story with us this morning. You get to play your favourite rock song. Now, what would you like to hear, Shane?
I'd like to hear God's Country from Blake Shelton.
From Blake Shelton. And, of course, the great thing about our digital streams too, Shane, is Triple M Country. If you love that kind of stuff, and it is so popular, you just go to Triple M Digital. Just go to Triple M Country, and you'll see it there, and you can click on that, and you can hear people like Blake Shelton. Mate, thanks very much for joining us today, and all the best for Christmas, and let's hope it's a quiet fire season.
Yep, me too.
And are they or all your mates pinging you in the background on your phone?
I think so, mate. Yeah, they're at me. Probably me. He's to us a fifth generation of workers in the business.
So. Oh, fantastic, buddy. And it's great to know that, yes, this is live radio. And, you know, we used to have the Blake since left here, but whenever Mr. Producer would call a meeting, like have a staff meeting, this one poor lady, here it goes again.
Yeah.
He would ring Moz's number all the time and interrupt Mr. Producer's speech. And you know how everything goes quiet when someone's phone goes?
Yeah.
It's great to have a fun workplace, isn't it? All the very best, Shane.
All right. Thanks, Ronnie.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday. Powered by FastPlus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie, wrapping up what's been a very busy Thursday with the Kings of Leon there and Sex on Fire. It is 7 to 9. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, just give me a couple of minutes after 9. Just go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. The show will be there. The interview we did with First, he was trying to Skype us, Tofu Mungbin, from his yurt west of Warhope, and then we end up getting him on the phone. If you missed Tofu this morning, he's on about the Dine and Discover vouchers. Have a listen to that on the Listener app, and it's on the Triple M Facebook site as well. He's a funny bloke, Tofu. Coming up tomorrow, yeah, big day. We'll release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also, we're going to catch up with the winner of the Port Macquarie Hastings Sports Award. They've got their big breakfast on tomorrow. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss, and I'll give you another chance to pick up 1,000 on the wheel to end the week. Steve after 9. Have a great day. Each day.